A chairlift at the Crystal Mountain Resort near Mount Rainier was destroyed by an avalanche on Monday afternoon. The avalanche was intentionally set off by the resort's ski patrol. No one was hurt. Despite the destruction, patrollers say they have no regrets. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Ski areas routinely trigger avalanches to stabilize the snowpack before skiers or snowboarders arrive, but there's no guarantee any avalanche will go where you think it should.
Kim?
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Oh my God.
Crystal Mountain ski patroller Kim Kircher and her husband John watched that slide take out trees on Sunday. She was then part of a three-person crew that set off a 25-pound explosive on one of Crystal's highest slopes on Monday. The three ski patrollers hiked up a ridge Monday afternoon. They put the explosive and its 90-second fuse on a plastic snow saucer. With a rope, they lowered the saucer down the slope, then took shelter behind the ridge. To protect their eardrums from the blast, they plugged their ears and opened their mouths. As soon as the blast went off, Kim Kircher says she knew something was different about this avalanche.
It was just a thundering, ripping sound. And then I heard the timber breaking. There's nothing like that sound. You know, it's very distinctive. Oh, yeah, there's trees breaking. This is going big, you guys. And then we hear the sound of twisted metal, and we think, oh, we hit the chair.
The slide toppled the resort's high Campbell lift, causing more than $1 million in damage. Crystal's 10 other lifts were not affected. Kircher says she'd never seen such a destructive avalanche in her 25 years of patrolling at Crystal.
We are glad we did it because we did it when it was unoccupied.
The resort was planning to replace the destroyed chairlift in the next 5 years. Now they say they'll do it this summer. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.